Next question is, we should look at safety. Well, how safe is this stuff? In October of 2020, the FDA had an internal presentation to its scientists, and that presentation got leaked, and we have it. On slide 16, the FDA listed all the side effects of these vaccines: death, heart attacks, strokes, blood clots, horrific neurological side effects such as multiple sclerosis, epilepsy, transverse myelitis, something called ADEM, Guillain-Barré syndrome, then there's myocarditis, many, many other unpleasant things. Now, keep in mind, this is 2 months before the United States and Israel started using these vaccines. Okay. In the United States, there's a system called VAERS, V-A-E-R-S, Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. This is a system, government system, where doctors and patients could file reports if they had side effects. If you look at the VAERS system, there's 100% correlation match with what the FDA in October of 2020 presented to its own scientists, the side effects of these vaccines. It's 100% correlation to what innocent people have experienced and filed reports. There's a term for that. It's called premeditated first-degree murder. It's not like it was an accident. Oops, we didn't know what was going to happen. Again, I'll say it again. In October of 2020, the FDA made an internal presentation and listed all the side effects of these vaccines 2 months before these vaccines were released on the public. Subsequently, there's been 100% correlation and match with the side effects and of these vaccines that people have actually experienced to what the FDA presented to its own scientists. Now, in the first 3 months of after getting the vaccine, most people who die from blood clots, from heart attacks and strokes. And we know exactly why, because the entire body becomes a spike-producing factory. The spikes go to the endothelium, which is the inner lining of the blood vessels. When your blood cells flow through the blood vessels, they get damaged by the spikes, they leak their contents. There's an immune reaction and blood clots. If that happens in the heart, that's a heart attack. If that happens in the head, that's a stroke. And that was a paper published by the Salk Institute in San Diego. We're seeing massive amounts of myocarditis. All these young and healthy athletes that are, you see, especially in soccer, are dropping dead all over the world. They're all vaccinated. And what they're experiencing is destruction of their heart muscle. It's like taking the heart and putting it in a blender. It's literally destroying the tissue of the heart. There's absolute evidence that there's increase in first trimester pregnancies of miscarriage rates from 10 to 82%. There's absolute evidence that there's increase in cancer. There's increase in autoimmune disease. There's ovarian dysfunction. There was the lie that we were told was when you give a shot over here, it stays over here. Well, there was a Pfizer biodistribution paper which was leaked from Japan. Biodistribution paper means that they tested all different parts of the body to see if the vaccine influences different organs, so the spikes end up in different organs. And so it turns out that it goes to every organ, and the number one organ where the spikes accumulate is in the ovaries. Now, it's the responsibility of the pharmaceutical industry and the government to prove to me that it's not gonna affect fertility. It's not my responsibility to prove to them that it's not. Now, no long-term studies have been done. These vaccines are brought to market in less than a year, when historically it takes 10 years, because it takes that long to vet a vaccine to see if it works and if it's safe. So it's a big unknown, the effect on long-term fertility. And everything I just said is insignificant compared to what world experts are warning about, which is called antibody-dependent enhancement, which is putting at risk billions of people. Where if you look historically at vaccine development, in the 1960s, there was something called the RSV vaccine. The RSV vaccine killed more children than the RSV virus. And they found out why, that the antibodies produced by the RSV vaccine, when exposed to the RSV virus, resulted in a catastrophic immune reaction that killed the child. In the 1970s, there was something called the dengue fever virus vaccine. Same thing happened. They gave it to adults, it killed more adults than the virus. When they investigated, they saw that the antibodies produced by these vaccines were toxic, and when exposed to the actual virus, resulted in a catastrophic immune reaction called antibody-dependent enhancement. And historically, when you look through all the coronavirus vaccines that they've attempted, the same exact thing has been witnessed in animal models, ferrets and mice in the laboratory. Now, you can make an argument that perhaps humans are different. And I could say perhaps, but wouldn't it make sense to exclude that reaction of antibody-dependent enhancement that may lead to catastrophic genocide of the human race before you give it to people? Well, that wasn't done. And according to the Pfizer CEO, Israel is the biggest laboratory in the world.